Because we're talking about an application of the Shomer Safek by this week and next week. And that's based on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, an Uman is a Shomer Safek. A craftsman is a Shomer Safek. So the case that we'll talk about is, we'll talk about a car mechanic. And you have your car being fixed at the mechanic. He's an Uman. He's fixing your car. And he didn't finish his job. He left it overnight and it got stolen overnight. So, is he chayev to pay for the loss of the car? Let's assume that there was no insurance, or not enough insurance. And let's also assume that there was no sign-up saying we don't take responsibility for the car. They don't say that. Usually they just say we don't take responsibility for what's in the car. I think they might be taking responsibility for the car. So in case for some reason their insurance didn't work out, are they chayev to pay you for the car? Or another example would be a cleaner's. You take your suit to the cleaner's, and when you pick it up, you find out that it's been lost or stolen. Someone else took it. Someone else took that one along with yours. No pshia of the owner of the cleaner's. So is he responsible to pay you for the loss of your suit? Is the mechanic responsible to pay you for the loss of your car?
What is the impact of that sign? We're not responsible. Suppose you put up a sign, we're not responsible for sheep.
Well, we talked about that. Shia might be an issue, but any deal that the two of you make, that's a deal.
Let's assume that the transaction was an agreement.
Right. No, it's if the person sees it, it's somewhere in the corner where no one can see it, doesn't mean anything. But if the sign's right, we don't take responsibility for things left in the car.
So you agree with that.
If you don't agree with it, you should say, I'm leaving my car here, but I want you to be responsible, and then he'll have to decide whether he wants to take that or not. So what's the halacha going to be?
And it gets burnt up or so in a fire.
You're remembering. Good. But there was a different issue. See, we were talking about then that you gave Taylor cloth, and there the issue, and he did the job. There the issue was that you have to pay him for his work, even though you didn't get any benefit from it. We weren't dealing with whether he had to pay. It could be that he certainly does have to pay you for the loss of the cloth. That's tonight's shiur. But there we were talking about, do you have to pay him for his work? Tonight we're talking about an uman, not as paying him for his wages, but paying him does he have to pay for the loss of your property? Right, that's the topic tonight. In other words, what is the responsibility of this uman, of this craftsman? Okay, so as always, we'll start with the Gemara, which is really a Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, "Kol ha'umanim shemri sacharhein." All umanim, every uman is a shemri sacher. So the famous Mishnah, and the Mishnah just continues. We're not going to talk about that tonight. We'll talk about that towards the end of this series. V'chulin she'amru tola shalcha v'avi meyos. If they said they finished the job and say, "Look, we're finished. Take your thing and bring the money," so then he's now relinquishing himself of his duties as a Shomer Chinam, and as a Shomer Sachar, and becomes a Shomer Chinam. Okay? Right? As long as he's working on it, he's a Shomer Sachar. When he's working on this, on the job. When he says, "I'm finished, come pick up your item and pay me," so now he becomes a Shomer Chinam. So that part we're not going to deal with now. We're going to talk about where he's still working with him. Now, to answer the questions we have to understand the lumnus, why you are a Shomer Sachar. And that the Gemara goes into. The Gemara has a few answers, a few reasons. So the Gemara starts, "Leima mas nisim de lokra meyer." Let's say our Mishnah is not coming out according to our meyer. But you know that there's a machlokus, a famous machlokus. It's a machlokus tanoim, based on this past week's parsha, what the din of a socher is. In last week's parsha, the Torah talked about the chiyuv shomer chinam, he's chayiv for pshia and he's patur from everything else. It said a shomer sachar is chayiv for ganeiv v'aveda and certainly pshia and patur for an onus. And a shoel is chayiv for everything unless it's mesa machmas malacha. That's what the Torah says. The Torah doesn't say anything about a sachar, meaning if you rent a car, what's the halacha there? Are you a shomer sachar or are you a shomer chinam? It's a machlokas tanoim. So the Gemara presents that machlok, so then we'll see what it has to do with our case of an uman. So the Tanya we learned in a brayso, socher keitzim mishalim. What is the chiyuv of a socher, someone renting property? Rav Meir, Rav Meir says he's a Kashan Rechina. He's like Kashan Rechina. And Rav Yehuda, Omer, Kashan Rechina. Rav Yehuda says he's like Kashan Rechina. Now, what's the machlokes about? So, the machlokes is because Sachar is like in between. On one hand, you'd say, since he has use of the car, he can use the car, so that makes him like a Shomer Sachar. Just like we said, if you give money to someone, a Shulchani, he's allowed to use the money. The fact that he could use the money makes him have a benefit from it. That turns him into a Shomer Sachar. So here also, the person renting the car, or renting whatever he's renting, can use it, so he certainly should be a Shomer Sachar. That's what Rav Yehuda holds. But he's having Hanoah from it. Rav Meir, though, says he's a Shomer Chinam. Why? You can hear Rav Meir's reason. Because it's different than when I have the right to use something. Different than a regular Shomer Sachar, either I'm getting paid to watch it, or I have some benefit from it, or I have the right to use it, and that's my benefit. Because over here, I'm paying for that benefit. I'm allowed to use the car, but I paid you for that right. So maybe we should have my payment for using the car and my use of the car cancel out, and my responsibility as a Shomer is a Shomer Chinam. But you want to say that, no, you're getting paid to watch it. Rav Meir says, and this is the way Rashi explained it, Rav Meir says, you're not getting paid to watch it. What's your pay to watch it? Your pay is that you're allowed to use it. No, the reason you're allowed to use the car, that's because you paid in rent. So you leased it. That's why you have the right to use the car. Not because that's your pay as a watchman, as a shomer. Your right to use it is because you're paying for it. So now your chiyuv as a shomer, your chiyuv as a shomer becomes just a free shmir. You're not getting any pay for it. Rabbi Yehuda then holds, we don't care. Since you are getting benefit from it, we don't care that you're paying the money. You're paying the money in order that you shouldn't be a shoel. That doesn't make a difference. The fact is that you are getting benefit from use of this car that you rented. So you have a din of a shomer sachar. So that's the machlokes by sachar. We'll talk more about sachar in a few weeks. Now, what's happening to do with an uman? So an uman is similar. Because an uman, when I'm working on this car, right now I'm a mechanic, I'm not renting a car, now I'm working on a car. What benefit do I have from this car that I'm working on? Right? What benefit do I have from the car? I'm going to get income. On the other hand, you'll say, so that's what makes me a Shomer Sachar. That's what Rabbi Yehuda would hold. But we'll tell Rabbi Meir would hold, no. The reason I'm getting income isn't because it's something I'm getting. I'm not getting that income because I'm washing it. I'm getting that income because I'm working on it. That's my payment for the work. My watching, that I'm responsible to wash the car, that I'm doing for free. That's the way Rabbi Meir would look at it. Just like Rabbi Meir looks at a socher, the fact that you have the right to use the car that you rent, he says that doesn't make you a shomer socher, because we say that right to rent, to use it, is based on the money that you paid, so that cancels the money you paid, cancels out the right to use it, and you're left with the responsibility to watch it with no pay. You're a shomer chinan. So same thing if you're an uman, if you're fixing someone's car, the fact that you're going to get income from it, that's based on your tircha, that's based on your expertise in working. That's what your pay is for. You're not getting paid for watching it. So mameila, when you watch it, that's considered watching for free, and you're a shomer chinam. Right, so the Gemara says that when Aram Misha says an uman is like a shomer sachar, l'char it's going like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that a socher is like a shomer sachar, because according to Aram Misha, just like a socher is a shomer chinam, we balance out your use for the money that you're paying for it. So here also, as an uman, we will balance out the income that you're generating from this car from the fact that you're working for it, and we won't say that you're a shomer sachar from it. In other words, you're not getting paid to watch it, you're getting paid to work. That's what the Gemara wants to say. The Gemara doesn't like that because the Stamish is like a mayor, and it's not good that our mission should be not like a mayor. Okay? Clear? That's the Gemara's having it. So Gemara says, no. A filo tamer ameir, you could even say it goes like a mayor. Because you're a shomer, in the case of a woman, you're a shomer socher for a side reason. Something that doesn't apply to socher l'chora. Look, this person could have taken his car to all the hundreds of mechanics in the area and he gave it to you, so you have some pleasure from that. Havi Lavi Shomer Sachar, you become a Shomer Sachar. From that benefit, that the feeling or that fact that he left it for, he gave it to Yidaka to you, that makes you into a Shomer Sachar. So, if the Gemara right away, Yalki Sachar Nami, because they say the same thing about someone who's renting a car. He could have rented his car to anyone in the world. He chose to give it to you. Havi Lavi Shomer Sachar, he should be a Shomer Sachar. So the Gemara slugs up that reason, then it gives another reason, and then finally this third one, I skipped the middle one. The Gemara ends up with this reason that Rameir could hold and an Uman's a Shomer Sachar. Ela, feel it, Rameir. And Mishnah can even go like Rameir who holds that a Sachar normally is a Shomer Chino. Nevertheless, an Uman will be a Shomer Sachar. Why is that? The Hihan No, the toughest Leia Agri, an Uman has a special benefit from working on this car. Because since he could hold the car and say, I'm not giving you back your car until you pay me, he doesn't have to go hire some collection agency to get his money. He can just say, I'm not giving you back your car until you pay me, I'm not giving you back your suit until you pay me. I'm not giving you back your diamond until you pay me for me fixing your diamond. That makes him a Shomer Sachar.
That's only potential.
Well, it's a peace of mind. I know. The same thing we said, when you have the right to use the money, when you're a Shulchani, that makes you a Shomer Sachar. You might not end up needing it, but just the fact that you have that ability, that makes you feel good, that makes you a Shomer Sachar. So you're willing, in other words, you're willing to wash the car because it's a benefit for you. Because if you wash that car well, you're going to be able to get your wages back. So you're a Shomer Sachar because now you're benefiting from having that car in your possession. Then the Gemara says, simpler, or you could say, just switch around Rameir and Rav Yehuda. There's a different opinion of what Rameir and Rav Yehuda hold about a socher. That Rabbi Baravu's version is like this. Socher, okay, so Mishalim, what's a socher pay? Rameir, I'm a Kishama Socher. Rameir says, a socher is like a Shama Socher. And Rav Yehuda, I'm a Kishama Chinam. Rav Yehuda says, it's like a Shama Chinam. So once Rameir is the one who holds a socher, is like a Shomer Sachar, so then it will make a lot of sense that our Mishnah, which is a Stam Mishnah like Rameir, will hold an Uman is like a Shomer Sachar, and we don't have to get into these reasons of because he chose me, I'm a Shomer Sachar, or because I have it in order to make sure I get paid, that makes me a Shomer Sachar. I'm a Shomer Sachar because I'm like an Uman, I get the benefit of that, I make income from it, like the Rashi explained in the beginning. Okay, so that's the Sugya. Now, the Torah Paskins, he says, "Call the uman shenosimhem the stocking the kavlonis. Any uman that's fixing an item as a kavlon, we'll see that in a second. Hey, kashamir sachar, like a shamir sachar, this chay b'gneva aveda, the chay b'gneva aveda. Mizel schar, and what's their schar? What are they getting paid for when they're watching it? Shemis takrin b'mashenosimhem the stocking lichos schar. That since the person gave him the car, the suit, the diamond to work on, and he's going to get income from it, that makes him into a Shomer Sachar. Now the Torah said he was a Kablan. Right, we know the difference between a Kablan and a Schir Yom. A Kablan is someone who gets paid to do a job. He's getting paid $200 to fix the car, to give it a tune-up, and no matter how long it takes him, that's what he gets paid to do the job. And he can do it whenever he wants to. That's a flat rate for the job. There are other types of workers that get paid per hour, and they are like babysitters or people that have to, teachers probably, to are scare young. They're tied to be in the classroom at a certain time. They are a scare young. You're getting paid per hour. So the Torah said that he's a kablan here. Any woman who's a kablan. Now, did he mean really a kablan, or is it labdavka? So the Bach says it doesn't make a difference. When the Torah said it's a kablan, it's lav davka, because it's skir yom, even though you're getting paid per hour, so you're, I'm giving you the car for today, paint as much as you can of it, in the 6 hours I'll pay you $20 an hour to paint the car. And we'll see at the end of the day what you did, and I'll decide what to do tomorrow. So when you're painting the car, the Bach says you should still be like a Shomer Sachar, because this car is generating income for you, so you're a Shomer Sachar. It doesn't matter whether you're getting paid on the Kablan basis or a Schir Yom basis. Either way, you should be a Shomer Sachar. And most Pesukim hold that way, except the Sma in the Shulchan Aruch, this is in Siman Shin Vav Sif Aleph, the Sma says that, based on the other reason the Gemara said one of the reasons the Gemara said for why you're Hashem HaSachar is because since he left all the people and he gave it to you, so that makes you into a Hashem HaSachar, because he chose you out of everyone. So the Sma says that applies only if you're a Kaplan. That means he gave you the job. I want you to fix my transmission. I want you to fix whatever it is to the car. I want you to clean my suit. I want you to set the diamond. And I'm paying you this amount for it. So now I know I have this set income. I feel good about it. He chose me to finish the job. And I'm a Hashem HaSachar. But if it's a job where he said, today I want you to work 8 hours today, and I'll pay you at the end of the day for your 8 hours of work, and I don't know whether he's going to give it back to me tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow he's going to take it, he's not going to like what I did, or he just committed himself for these 8 hours, and tomorrow he'll take it to someone else, or he'll decide not to do it at all, because I just got paid for 8 hours of work. So the Sma says, I'm not going to be a Hashem HaSachar if I'm getting paid on the basis of the hours that I put into it, because when those hours are up, I don't have any assurance that I'm going to have income anymore. Right? So that's why it makes that feeling.
I don't want to hear this feeling.
But you have a better kasha. And that's what the Shach is. The Shach says, why is the Sma bringing the Havamina as a... And that was the Gemara's Havamina. The Gemara should look that up. Right? The Gemara said, yeah, maybe Rameir could even agree that an woman is a Shema Sachar because he has that pride of getting it. The Gemara says the Sachar also has that pride. And the Gemara ended up, no, the real reason is because you can hold it for your wages. And that applies whether you're a Schir Yom or you're a Kablin. Either way, whether you're working with the car on a Kablin basis or as a Schir Yom basis, either way, you can hold on to that car to assure your payment. Or the other reason, either way, you can feel good that this generated the income for, like you're saying, at least for the day, I got some income from it. Forget that pride thing. That was a Sahavina that we should have done. So it would seem that in this case of the mechanic, no matter what the basis of his, normally the basis of his pay will be as a Kablan anyway, but even if for some reason his basis of pay was to be a Schir Yom, the Sma seems to be a Das Yachid in this, the Shachta series of Bach, and most poskim seem to hold that it applies both to a Schir Yom and to a Kablan. Either way, he has that benefit, that either of the fact that he's going to have it to get his pay or the fact that he can generate income, that makes him into a Shomer Sachar. But there's another issue that's raised by the Achronim, and that is, in certain cases, say I think it's more by a laundromat than by a car mechanic, sometimes you have to pay in advance. But sometimes if you take your suit in, they say they won't pay in advance. So if you paid the laundry in advance, so they have their pay, now their job is to do the cleaning. Or if for some reason you paid the mechanic in advance, he didn't trust that customer and he said, I'll do it by one payment in advance. So now, what's going to make him into a Shomer Sachar? Right, we said that he's a Shomer Sachar because by holding onto the car, the diamond, the suit, he's going to be able to get his pay at the end. Right, that's what the Gemara said, that he could get his pay at the end, but he got his pay already. So what makes it into a Shomer Sachar? You want to say, well, because he's getting income, but that we said could balance out from the fact that he's doing the work.
He's if he didn't do the work after you gave him the money,
right?
He would owe you the money,
right?
So it's almost as if he still has to earn his money. He still has to earn cancellation.
The hana.
The ball of the positions.
What?
It's like the ball of the tape that's given to Shomer Sachar.
Well, but he's not watching it. If you say that what makes you a Shomer Sachar is the peace of mind that you can hold on to this article that you work with until you get your pay, you got your pay already. That's not going to make you into a Shomer Sachar. Right? That's a tanya that Machon Ephraim starts. He brings that tanya from the Raivan and the Mordechai. He brings from Rishonim that they say such a tanya. But since the Gemara said, what makes me a Shomer Sachar is the fact that I can hold on to that article for my pay, so me watching it, me keeping it in good shape, gives me some benefit that I'm going to get my pay easy, so that makes me into a Shomer Sachar. But if I got my pay in advance, so I'm not going to be a Shomer Sachar. I'm not going to be a Shomer Sachar anymore. But there also, the Pischei Tshuva brings from the Bali Nesefta, others, Nachman Prime himself starts off with such a svar before he brings these Rishonim. But that's not necessarily the maskana of the Gemara, because if you remember, the Gemara said two things. The Gemara said, Afilu Teimara Meir. You could even say it's like Reb Meir and Bahayan other Tavis Le'Avi with the benefit that he can hold onto that object to get his wages. The Labai Le'Meir Meifa Guzuzi doesn't have to go back and forth to get the money. Havi Le'Shem Masafa, right? That's one terrace. But then the guy said, Ibra Yisema, or you could say that the whole thing was no kashi to start with, because Reb Meir is the one who holds that a sofer is like a Shomer Sofer, and our Mishnah, what that says in Uman is like a Shomer Sofer is Reb Meir, like we're assuming. And what's the svara then? What's the svara then to say he's like a Shomer Sofer? You don't have to say the fact that I'm holding on to gain my wages, that makes me a Shomer Sofer. There, the svara is like we said in the beginning. The reason I'm a Shomer Sofer is because this car generated generated income for me. The suit generated income. The diamond generated income. By me holding on to this, if I take good care of it, I get income from it. So what, I already got the money in advance. That doesn't make a difference. I'm a Shomer Sofer because this thing generated income for me. I had to work for it. So just like by a Sofer, the fact that I pay for the use of the car doesn't cancel out the benefit I get by the right I had to use the car. So here also, the fact that I had to work to get that income on that diamond or a car or a suit doesn't cancel out the fact that I did get benefit from holding on to that suit or diamond or car.
So it doesn't end. You're always.
So as long as I'm still working on it, as long as I'm still working on it, it's producing that income, like you said, that if I don't do it, I'm going to have to give the money back, right? So it's not. We're not talking about actually. I'm talking that if I work on this, as I'm working on this diamond until I return it or until I call up and say I'm finished, this is producing income for me. And it doesn't get canceled out from the fact that I have to work for it. So if that's the case, it doesn't matter if I got paid in advance or not. As long as I'm working on it, as long as I'm still in the job, that's what the Chizkei Teshuvah brings from the Gali Masechta. As long as I'm still working on the job, I'm a Shomer Sofer. Because that's the maskana of the Gemara. Even though the Gemara seemed to say, the last svara it said was the fact that I can hold it to get my wages, that makes me a Shomer Sofer. That was only the... when we thought Rameir held the other way, but when the Gemara concludes Ibar Yisema, Rameir himself holds the Sofer like a Shomer Sofer, so we don't need that answer anymore. We could say simply, like we said in the beginning, like Rashi says, an Uman is a Shomer Sofer because this thing produces income for me. That makes me the Shomer Sofer. So it doesn't matter if I got paid first or not. Interesting enough, I don't know why the Gali Masechta himself, that's what Chizkei quoted. He also seems to use that reason of the Sma. He says, you know, I'm a Shomer Sofer, because he chose me to do it rather than anyone else. So I don't know why he, and at the end of the Tshuva, he does bring the Maskan to the Gemara, but somehow also, even though the Gemara seems to slug up that reason right away, the fact that I get chosen doesn't make me into the Shomer Sofer, but the Gali Masechta also mentioned it. So over here, it doesn't make a difference because either Svara will cause that Uman to be a Shomer Sofer, even though he got paid. So at this point, we would say that the car mechanic, the laundromat, the diamond cutter, all these people are Shomer Sofer, Shomrei Sofer, whether they got paid in advance or not. And if it got stolen or lost, they're going to be Chaya for the Geneva or the Aveda. They're Shomer Sofer. That seems to be a consensus. Unless you want to say, maybe you'll say that if you get payment in advance, there might be a machlokas, but certainly if they hadn't gotten paid, they're a Shomer Sofer. If they got paid in advance, so there's this machlokas in this svara. I don't know if I could be machmir here, but it does seem that the Gemara did say, because Teshuvah seems to end up that way also, the Gemara did say, Ibar Yisema could be like Reb Meir, and then you don't need that svara anymore. And once that makes you into a Shomer Sofer, so you should get Shomer Sofer whether you got paid or not. So it'd be simple, except. You recall a couple of weeks ago we spoke about a Shomer Sofer who was watching something and it was stolen from him, but onas. Right? We talked about the case where a Shomer Sofer put it into a safe, into a vault, and or he put 100 amas into the ground and someone dug down and was making tunnels and picked it up. Right? So we had a machlokas achronim whether Shomer Sofer is chayiv for a geneva, which is close to an onus. Right? The Shulchan Aruch paskin that Shomer Sofer is pater only if there's an armed robber, because that's like a shvuya, that's like a captive. He was captive to it, and so that's a gzeirus hakos. So the shvuya is like an onus that Shomer Sofer is pater on. But if it's anything called geneva, if it's any type of theft, short of an armed robber, even if it's the most unlikely thing that could happen, and he watched it the best way possible, but since it got stolen, he's chayav no matter what. The Shachto said, other poskim hold, that if there's a geneva of the honest, he brought from the Yamshel Shlomo, that there shouldn't be any different than a regular honest. I mean, the Svara doesn't make sense that he should be chayav for this type of onus of, you know, they dug 100 amas down and the guy made a tunnel, to a case where it's an armed robbery. So we had such a machlokas. So over here, the Ketzos says that machlokas only applies in a real Shama Sachar, because the Gemara recorded in the Gemara in Sadi Gimel and Bamitzia says, L'hochi avinu l'cha agar, the reason you're getting your pay is ki hecha delin terelina terusa yaseira, because I wanted you to watch it extra well. I didn't want you just to watch it regular. I wanted to give a special shmir. You should always be there and not rely on it being in the vault or not relying on it being 100% honest down. I want you to watch it well, including what the Gemara was talking about there, even though everyone goes home at night and leaves the sheep out there in the pasture because it's safe and they go to sleep at their house. But if I'm paying you as a shomer sachar, then you're going to be chayiv if something happens to it. So the Ketzos HaChoshen's quotes a Maharshach, who says that won't apply in a case of a Shomer Aveda, and it won't apply in a case, they extend it to a case like an Uman. Because why does a Shomer Aveda, someone who's watching an Aveda is also a Shomer Sacha? Why? Because we say that if an Ani comes to him while he's working with it, he'll say that Prutas, Prutas Rav Yosef, so that makes him a Shomer Sacha. The woman we're saying is a Shomer Sacha here because the fact that he's able to generate income from it, or the fact that he can hold it to collect his wages, that makes him to a Shomer Sachar. But he's not getting real cold cash for watching this object. And the Maharsha Shach says that it's only when you're getting your real Shomer Sachar, that's where you're going to, number one, be chayav for going in when everyone else goes in, because you should be giving it an extra effort because you're getting paid for it. But over here, where you're not getting paid for it, it's just you have some benefit, and that makes you a Shomer Sachar. So then you have the right to go home when everyone else goes home, and you won't be chayiv for something that happens at that point. That'll be like an onus. The Erech Shai disagrees. He says, because the Gemara Bar Metzia says there's four types of Shomer with three halachas, and just going to start making a difference, but there's going to be a new type of Shomer here, the difference between that type of Shomer Sachar and a Shomer Sachar who's an Uman. So he doesn't like that, but so it's a machlokas, though, whether this applies. It seems that many poskim say that itself is a machlokas, but it applies to a real Shomer Sachar. But by a real Shomer Sachar, we had a machlokas if something happened to onus, a geneva, the onus he'd be responsible for. Or geneva that he's not responsible, nor shouldn't normally be responsible for. So over here, where he's not even getting paid, real money, it's just some benefit he has from it. So over here, there's a good reason to say that this Uman, even though he's a Shomer Sachar, won't be chayav for a geneva where he didn't do anything out of the ordinary. Everyone knows that when you finish working on the cars for the day, you put him into the shop and you lock the door and you go home. So if that's what the mechanic did, he did what the Minhag HaMakom was. Rosh Pitz says it's lahalacha in his Mishpatei HaTorah, that if he did everything at the end of the day like he's supposed to, he put them into the garage and he locked it and he put on the alarm, he did everything that normal people do in such a circumstance, and nevertheless it was stolen. So if he had been a real Shomer Sachar, so then we'd have a good case to say, well, there's exeris akasav, no matter what type of geneva it is, he's still chayv, unless it's listed mizuyim, unless it's an armed robber. That makes it like a shvuya. But over here, where he's not a real Shomer Sachar, he has a din of a Shomer Sachar. He's not getting real money for the watching it. He's just getting some benefit from it, some side benefit. That's not enough to make him chayv for something that happened that was out of the ordinary, when he did everything that was normal. And no one expects the mechanic to stay there 24 hours a day washing the cars, right? He did everything that's normal. So even though it was a geneva, he wouldn't be chayv on such a geneva. So that's the surprise ending, that even though we're saying that an Uman has a din of a Shomer Sachar, whether he's a kavlan or a sachar, it's according to most poskim, because we're going with that maskana. The reason you're a Shomer Sachar is because the fact that you have this object, you're getting some income from it, that makes you a Shomer Sachar. And we said, even if you already got paid money in advance, according to many poskim, that's you're still going to be a shomer sacher based on that reason. Because the reason you're a shomer sacher is because you got income from this. Whether you had the money already, we're not going with that. Havimino the Gemara, or even that second, that first maskana, that you're getting paid. Your schiras is the fact that you can hold it on to it to collect your wages. That we said, according to the Ibar Sam, you don't have to say that svara anymore. So even if you got paid in advance, that you're still a shomer sacher. However, if you did everything that was normal, and even though if you were a normal shomer sacher, you would be a good case, you'd be chai for such a geneva, but since in this case you didn't get real money to be called a shomer sacher, it was just a general benefit that you were getting, so if you did everything that normal people do, and you just went home at night, like everyone does, and you locked it up properly, so then the Mishpatei HaTorah passes that way, and it seems a good case to say that you would not be chai in such a case. One last nekuda, and that is Pitzvi Choshen has a shaila, whether everything we spoke about would apply not only to the object that he's working on, but suppose the Balabayas lent his tools to the worker. Right? He, for some reason the mechanic didn't have a wrench, and he lent the wrench to the mechanic, or whatever it was, he gave the tools to the mechanic. So he wants to bring a raya that the Pitzvi Choshen, I've got the end of the handout, the Pitzvi Choshen brings from a Chuvas Tash Beitz, that if you have an earring, you have something that you want a worker to replicate, and you give the worker your object that you want him to make a replica of. So Tashbait says, first he brought someone to disagree, but he says that certainly the worker is going to be a shomer sachar on that object, even though he's not working on that object, he's just looking at it to make the replica, but that object also represents something that's giving him a revach, something that's giving him income. Because if you didn't have that thing to copy, if you didn't have that one earring to look at to copy the other one, you wouldn't know what to do. So your shmira on that one earring is no different than if the person gave you the diamond and he told you to put it in and make it in a setting, that you're certainly be a shomer sachar on that diamond because it's generating income for you. So the same thing over here, that he's giving you that one thing to look at for you to generate income. The Tashbait says you'll be a shomer sacher, and he brings in the Darkei Moshe also that if I give you a sefer because I want you to make a copy of it, so that's since you're getting paid for that, so that sefer, even though it's my sefer, you're not touching that sefer, you're just making a copy of it. In those days it wasn't with a copy machine, it meant that you're going to write it out, but whatever, even if it would be to make a copy machine, you're getting income from that sefer, you're a shomer sacher on that sefer. So the Pitzkei Choshen says Mistama, the same thing would be if I give you the tool to work with, even though the tool isn't, you're not fixing the tool, but the fact that you're using my tool to generate your income, that makes you a shomer sachar on my tool just as much as on the car. But by the way, just what we were saying in the beginning, this only applies, I think, to the car itself. The things in the car, even if you didn't have a sign up, I don't think this whole shear would have anything to do with the objects in the car. Right? If there's a car seat and if something else is in the car, that person is not a shomer sacher for the things in the car, because to him it doesn't make a difference, you know, what type of property is in the trunk or in the car itself. That's not giving him any benefit, and for that wouldn't make him a shomer sacher. I think he'd only be a shomer chinam on those items, and there anyway, they usually have a sign up, they're not responsible for things left in the car.